Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Thief and Saint, an adaptation of a classic parable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Emma Agrawal and her family in Chicago, King and his family in Charlotte, North Carolina, Maya and Kiara and their family in Melbourne, Australia, Eddie, Levi, and Monty and their family in Sonora, California, Brody and Conway, their dog Ace, and the rest of their family, and Thomas and Jane and their family in Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much, Jane, Thomas, Ace, Conway, Brody, Monty, Levi, Eddie, Kiara, Maya, King, and Emma. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. With Indeed, you're closer than you've ever been to hiring candidates with the skills you need. You don't need stacks of resumes on your desk. You don't need more work. You need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. Get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster. Only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy with tools like Indeed Instant Match, giving you quality candidates whose resume on Indeed fits your job description immediately. And Indeed skills tests that on average reduces hiring time by 27%. You can choose from more than 130 skills tests or add your own, then add your must-have requirements so you only pay for applications that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/stories. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/stories. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Thief and Saint. Once upon a time, outside an old western town called Bitterbend, two men were plotting a robbery. They were young, but they had mean looks on hard faces, like someone had painted scowls on a couple of cacti. They squatted together in the black middle of a cloudy night, with not even the moon or stars shining. Even the wind seemed to moan sadly as it blew across the plains. The flame inside their little lantern flickered, and the pair of thieves pulled up their collars.
"Near enough now," said Chet, the taller of the two. "Snuff that light out. We're close."
"Sure thing," said Amos. He killed the little flame and the pair found themselves in darkness thick as wool socks.
"You find the way from here? I can't see 2 feet in front of me." "Yeah, I know the way," said Chet, starting to move across the field and towards a distant pasture. "Stay with me."
Together, the pair made their way through the night and up to an old wooden fence. Up ahead, they could hear the soft sounds of sheep sleeping in a flock. Each one was worth over $20, more money than Chet and Amos had ever held all at once. Of course, they could have earned that much money if they had bothered to get jobs, but they preferred stealing to honest work.
They slipped over the fence and found a big sheep nestled in with her little lamb. Their wool was clean and well cared for, looking soft and even brushed.
"These two,"
Chet said. He wrapped his burly arms around the sheep and hefted her onto his shoulders. She let out a plaintive baa.
"Come on, quick."
Amos grabbed the little lamb in his arms. He could feel its heart beating wildly in its chest. For a moment, he felt bad for the little thing.
"Let's go before these things wake someone up."
Chet started to step back over the fence and ba-blam! A shotgun slug plowed into the dirt by his feet. The sheep baaed and ran at the thunderous noise. Chet and Amos dropped the sheep and lamb and started to run, but another ba-blam and an explosion at their feet drew them up short.
"Not another step!"
It was the rancher. He came out of his house with a shotgun leveled. One of his daughters took off running towards town, Amos assumed to get some help. Sure enough, after a tense hour or so of watching the rancher's shotgun, the sheriff rode up with a handful of deputies and other folks from town. The deputies took over watching Chet and Amos, and the sheriff and rancher stood on the porch to talk. The door of the house banged open.
"Lammy!"
called out a little girl in a nightgown, tears running down her face. Her mother tried to grab her from the doorway, but the girl pulled free and ran barefoot across the dusty pasture.
"Lammy, are you okay?"
She fell to her knees and hugged the little lamb around the neck, her tears falling into the dirty wool. Amos had dropped it awful fast when they had gotten caught, and the little thing was a mess. Chet ignored it, but Amos watched as her mother and father gently took her back to bed, promising she could visit Lammy in the morning.
"If we had gotten away with it, she never would have seen her best friend again," he thought.
"Kids,"
said Chet, snorting a hank of snot into the dirt.
"Always bawlin'."
Amos looked at his friend and shook his head with a sigh. The rancher, sheriff, and the rest walked over to them. They wore expressions grim as the night, features made strange and menacing in the flickering lights of their torches.
"Thieves,"
the sheriff said simply.
"Robbers, scoundrels."
"Please," said Chet. "We have families we're trying to feed."
"Oh, that's just Chet and Amos," said one of the deputies. "I know you two. Y'all ain't got no families."
"Well, we can't get jobs,"
Amos tried.
"Oh, shucks, I know for a fact you both got offered jobs at the mill not 3 weeks back."
"The mill, shoot. Who wants to work that hard?"
Chet said.
"I'd rather take this ugly dope sheep."
"Say that again,"
the rancher said, shaking his shotgun.
"That's enough," said the sheriff. "You've been caught red-handed. Now sit, and I don't want to hear a word out of either one of you until I ask for it."
Chet and the sheriff glared at each other. Amos was worried his friend would make things worse, but thankfully, somehow, Chet held his tongue. As the night crept into morning, the sheriff and the deputies and all came together to figure out what to do with the thieves. Bitterbend was a new town, and they didn't have any kind of jail to speak of. They could send the pair of thieves to another town for a trial, but that would be a long and dangerous trip. They argued about what to do all through the night until the sun was a smear of golden butter on the horizon. Finally, they landed upon a solution. It wasn't a kind solution, but the Old West wasn't a kind time. The thieves weren't kind people, and justice could be swift and harsh. As the thieves watched on, sweating and cursing, the others built up a campfire. The rancher fetched some tools, and there was a lot of banging and clanging, and the fire grew hot and crackling.
"What are you doing?"
Chet called.
"We're sorry," said Amos. "Well, you're certainly about to be," the sheriff said.
The rancher had fetched a branding iron with the letter S and T fitted inside, and the sheriff put it in the fire until it glowed red hot.
"There is no jail," the sheriff said, "and I'm not about to build one for the likes of you two."
"What are you gonna do?"
Amos asked, panic in his voice.
"Only thing we can do," the sheriff said. "We're gonna brand you two.
S-T, for sheep thieves. And then? Asked Amos.
And then we let you go, and your brand lets everyone know what you did, no matter where you try and run.
Brand, roared Chet. No way.
He swung a heavy fist and knocked out the deputy holding him. He charged the others, but the rancher stepped forward with his shotgun. He swung it like a club and knocked Chet sprawling. The others started to shout and crowd forward.
All right, all right, the sheriff shouted. Let's get this done.
The branding iron loomed huge and hot in front of Amos's face, and then it was a flash of heat and shouting and searing, and in the end, Amos and Chet both had the letters ST permanently marked on their faces as pink red bumps. The sheriff brought them to the doctor and then set them free, foreheads marked for everyone to see. The pair of thieves, embarrassed and ashamed and bitter, sat together that night in a little rented room. They were planning their next move.
I'm leaving this town. I'm leaving this whole state, Chet said. No one here understands me. They all just want to punish a man for living his life. It's garbage. You want to come with me?
Amos looked at Chet, wondering how they had ever been friends. Amos hadn't wanted to work, and he had a loose morality concerning property, but he never wanted to hurt anyone. In his mind, he saw the rancher's little girl crying over her pet lamb. Amos would have sold the lamb for $10 to a butcher and never thought about it again. How could he have been so blind? Stealing can hurt people the same as throwing a punch, just maybe in a different way.
Well, Chet prompted, you coming with me?
No, said Amos. Good luck, but I'm staying here. I gotta make things right.
Make things right, Chet said, brow furrowed. They caught us, they branded us, they don't like us, they don't get us, and they don't want us.
All the same, I'm gonna stay.
Crazy, Chet said, throwing up his hands. Do whatever you want, Hayseed. I'm getting out of Dodge.
He stormed out of the room, stormed out of the town, and stormed out of the whole stingy state. But the thing was, Chet couldn't storm out of his own bitter ways. Wherever he went, he carried his anger and his shame with him. And those, even more than the brand, made his life miserable, no matter where he tried to hide. Amos, on the other hand. The very next day, he walked up to the rancher's door and knocked politely. The rancher opened it with a scowl and a weapon both at the ready.
Oh, it's the thief, he said. What in the blazes do you want?
I want to make up for what I did. Is there anything you need done today?
You what?
I know I can't change what happened, but I can change myself. Maybe into a better man.
The rancher looked at him for a long minute, eyes lingering on the bright red ST brand.
Well, you weren't rude like the other one.
He chewed his cheek for a moment, eyes softening.
You know how to fix a fence?
No, sir, Amos admitted.
Well, you know how to carry wood?
That I can do.
There's a stack of plain boards in the barn. I need them out at the west fence.
Yes, sir, Amos said.
I ain't paying you, understand?
Of course, sir,
Amos said. And then he went and got to work. He moved the boards and then helped the rancher fix the fence. After that, he went around town and offered his services free of charge. At first, they only trusted him with small things. But after carrying bags and minding horses, he gained trust and then respect and then finally, friendship. And as the years passed and he grew into an old man, he was well loved by everyone. Young and old, all through the town, no one cared about or even remembered his past. In fact, one day, he helped a young mother and her child carry some bags back from the store. After he refused a coin and walked away, the little boy turned to his mother.
Mom, what does the ST stand for on his head?
Well, No one is really sure, his mom answered. But old Amos is such a wonderful man. I always just assumed it meant saint. The End. Today's story, Thief and Saint, was an adaptation of a classic parable written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.